League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Back in hour number two, Longshore and McKnight. It is the Budweiser Sports Line, and we bring in our man Travis Ryer, BamaOnline.com, on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Travis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing outstanding. We are certainly looking forward to ESPN tonight when Alabama hosts Florida in the final home game of the regular season. But since Alabama beat Tennessee by 28 and beat LSU by 15, they haven't won since, Travis. Any real easy, obvious reason as to why?
Well, it's a team that is 2-7 on the road this year, and a couple of those games, as we know, road trips to Kentucky and Auburn back-to-back ended in losses for Alabama. But you didn't anticipate coming home and getting off to the sluggish start that this Alabama team did on Saturday against Arkansas. So you look at the last three games in this losing streak, I think it's a pretty common theme that Alabama's been sort of out-efforted, whether it's on the glass. In any of those three games, again, you expect Kentucky with their length and athleticism to give you a lot of problems on the backboards. But Auburn certainly playing shorthanded, especially in the paint. And then an Arkansas team that is solid, not to take away from the Hogs, but you know, you would think in one of those two games, Alabama would have asserted itself more in the paint and on the backboards. It didn't happen. And not a team that night in, night out is going to shoot it extremely well. Combine the rebound differential with 35 turnovers in the last two games, and that's a team that just isn't valuing possessions enough or getting enough of them.
Yeah, you know, hustle's a word that I thought about, particularly mentioned that Auburn game. Auburn's ability to get offensive rebounds, to me, that's hustle.
I don't think you could argue with that. I think that's something that that Avery's pointed to here in the last day or so too, and not just from the physical standpoint, but you know, being mentally into it enough. You know, there were some turnovers, and especially in the second half of that game Saturday against Arkansas. I mean, you're playing for NCAA tournament spots. You just don't make some of the decisions that this team makes, and that's understanding. Still some young guys on the floor, but you know, we're 29, 30 games into this thing, and I'm sure that's frustrating for Avery.
Also news, and we're going to get back to this, the actual game tonight in just a moment. Also news from over the weekend at Yahoo Sports about wide-ranging NCAA allegations. Alabama was, I would say, likely mentioned in that. Your take on that report as it relates to Alabama?
I didn't think there was anything earth-shattering or new in it, based on what we already knew with the Colin Sexton situation back to the preseason or early season, October, November, and I guess that's sort of the way it played out, because it didn't seem as if there was much hesitation to put him on the court against Arkansas. So, you know, as far as a bombshell, I think the revelation related to Sean Miller and Arizona for the most part, and perhaps, you know, some new stuff involving Kentucky, maybe Duke, some of the blue bloods, when you throw Arizona in there, is where it was probably most attention grabbing of all of it.
How do you think all this shakes out, Travis? I might be just naive and stupid and knee-jerk, but I'm thinking, you mentioned the Blue Bloods. The NCAA tournament is a billion-dollar business operation. that is where the NCAA receives the bulk of its revenue. If these blue bloods aren't in the tournament, the tournament's not as appealing and as profitable. Does the NCAA really want to put down some of its bigger players that bring in the revenue?
I don't think so. I think that's part of the reason why you're hearing Mark Emmert and the NCAA make statements in regard to potentially changing the way that it conducts business as far as, I guess, its definition of even amateurism. So that I think goes into it. At this point, it's difficult to look at the governing body of college athletics with anything but a skeptical eye, and it's been that way for a while. But you can't tell me that there aren't people or entities within the NCAA that didn't know a lot of this was going on. It took the FBI to get involved to really bring the underbelly of it all out into the open, I guess you could say. And so, I don't think at the end of the day, though, it's going to result in the Dukes and the Kentuckys and the Zonas and those types being banished from the the Golden Goose. And as you said, that's what they are. And so, I think you'll see the NCAA make pretty radical changes before you see, 5, 6, 7, 10 the programs that are really representative of the brand of March Madness go away for a while.
Interesting. Back to on the floor tonight, the Florida game. Alabama was able to win down there. Florida had been in the doldrums recently until beating Auburn. Any strong opinions on how this game may play out tonight?
Yeah, I think Florida, you're looking at a team that really likes to get it done from the perimeter, a team that's going to hoist quite a few three-point shots tonight at Coleman Coliseum. And if they knock down their shots, then they're a tough team to beat. They're a respectable 4-4 on the road this year, so they have shown the ability to get it done away from the O'Connell Center down in Gainesville. And so that's where a lot of the defensive awareness has to be for Alabama tonight. You've got to run those guys off the line, off the three-point line, and make them beat you getting to the bucket. Obviously, Chris Chioza, the point guard for Florida, triggers everything. He's not a guy that's going to beat you from three-point range, but like Colin Sexton for Alabama, he likes to get the ball going in transition, try to create easy opportunities, and that's going to be a big part of it too. For Alabama, you look at the last time around against this Florida team, they were absolutely able to hammer Florida in the paint. I think they outscored the Gators by 20 in that area down in Gainesville about a month ago. So the 41-17 second half is what we saw from Alabama the last time they faced the Gators. At that time, you thought, wow, this is an Alabama team ready to take off. Well, since that went over Florida, 2-4 in the SEC, and Florida's 3-3. So teams that really mirror each other in some ways, but in terms of how they'll try to get it done tonight, it'll be more perimeter-based for Florida. Whereas with Alabama, you have to look to the paint. You have to look to try to get Dante Hall going after that four-point performance against Arkansas on Saturday.
Yeah, current three-game losing streak, a couple of tough opponents with Florida in a revenge game and then a finale at Texas A&M. I'm sure Coach Johnson doesn't want to limp into the SEC tournament, so winning the next two I would think is very important.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. You have to absolutely defend home court tonight. And, that obviously was the goal on Saturday. Take care of Arkansas on the home court, beat Florida tonight, get to, 10 SEC wins that would have put you. And you feel really good about your chances going to Texas A&M, regardless of what happened on Saturday in College Station. But you don't want to kind of put yourself in play-in mode going into that game against the Aggies, but lose tonight, and that's where they may very well be.
Travis Ryer, BamaOnline.com. Quick story. We had Alabama baseball coach Brad Bohannon on about a week ago, and he took a big help into the Sports Radio 740 karma. Wasn't sure that they'd open up the season 7-0, but they have. Definitely wasn't sure that Alabama linebacker Keith Holcomb would be the best player that they've got, but he's batting nearly 700 so far. I'm sure you expected that as sort of a matter of course, right, Travis?
Oh, wow. You know, Keith is such an athlete, though, that I wouldn't put anything past him. But probably more of a natural baseball player than anything else. But he has been incredibly hot. But their offense in general, their lineup in general, they can go top to bottom right now with just about any club we've seen around here in a long, long time. I mean, when your DH is hitting in the nine hole in college baseball, that tells you you're pretty stout throughout the lineup. So, and something else, they've in seven games, they've had batters hit by pitch 21 times. I mean, they're averaging 3 HBPs per game, which is just an absolutely crazy stat.
Man, hitting 700 is pretty crazy too. Wow.
Yeah, when they're not hitting it, they're getting hit. I guess you could say. So that
was about the only way I could get on base, Travis. I had to lean into it just to get on first. I couldn't hit the ball very well. All right, Butch Jones, is he heading to Tuscaloosa?
Well, that's certainly the rumblings. I mean, at this point, why not? You know, I mean, it's there's room at the inn. you've got guys like Mike Locksley that are on the field now, and Chris Winkie's moved on, and Dan Werner's moved on to South Carolina. So I call it the Kappa Saban frat house, I think they've got around here for these coaches that come in, and I think there's room for Butch and Hugh Freeze. Why not Brett Bielema at this point? Just, you know, bring in all the fired SEC coaches. But, no, in all seriousness, obviously there's been rumblings about that in the last couple of days. I guess AL.com had a report on it last night. You know, with those, I always offer a we'll see. You never know with Saban. Sometimes it's a situation where he brings guys in just to pick their brains as much as anything. Insert the joke here with Butch Jones, but it's hard to say. I mean, I could, but I wouldn't put it past Nick Saban at this point. I mean, you know, Butch has got the fat buyout from Tennessee, and Alabama has that luxury of being able to attract guys like this to come on board in roles like analysts, and something that, you know, 99% of the rest of the college football programs out there can't do.
That'll be interesting. Won't be the first former Tennessee coach that Saban's put on the staff, so we'll have to see how that plays out. And we talked earlier, Auburn starting spring football practice Thursday. Alabama's, though, a little bit later on, several weeks away.
Yeah, it's similar to last year, I guess, in that 8 days at a similar time. And, you know, they're going to have Pro Day coming up here middle of next week, so – have pro day next week and then spring break the following week and then get to work on the 2018 Crimson Tide the week after.
Sounds exciting. All right, any new restaurant options? I got to head up for Parents Weekend this weekend.
Again?
Wow.
Does that ever end?
No, it's every weekend. I was out this past Friday night with the wife and it was Parents Weekend. I mean, look, we're not complaining. The restaurants, the businesses here in Tuscaloosa, they love that every weekend's Parents Weekend.
Yeah.
But,
well, I'm lucky because my two daughters, it's the same weekend, so I didn't have to come make a double trip out of it. So I'm knocking them both out on one weekend.
I got you. You know, if you're just looking for something simple like lunch, Hooligan's downtown is great, right next door to Innisfree.
Yeah.
It's a staple. It's been here forever. They just opened a third location here in Tuscaloosa, but man, their wraps, maybe the Mediterranean dishes. I love my people at Hooligans, and best of all, they've got the '80s music playing nonstop in there. So,
yeah, you just
really
sold me right
back.
There.
Yeah,
ain't nothing
really
better than sidling up to the
Hooligans,
then getting to the table, having the waitress take your order, getting some. Yeah. I don't know, some spanakopita to aha.
They've got it. They've got all that. Go to Hooligans for lunch next to Innisfree.
Yeah, well, I'm very familiar with Innisfree. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Get your chicken Philly wrap with some onion rings from Hooligans with the with the mint tea. They've got that mint tea at Hooligans.
Can you put anything in that mint tea?
Next door.
Yeah. Hey, that'll be an easy name to remember because when I was a kid, the neighbor would say, "Hey, you Hooligans, get out of my yard." Yeah. So, yeah.
It's great.
Still who?
Yeah, they are. All right, I'm going to write that down. I like that. Sounds like my kind of place with the 80s music. That is too good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good people
Man.
In there, too.
Awesome. All right, before we let you go, not only for restaurant advice, but also all the latest info on Crimson Tide Athletics, how do our listeners get more involved with what you guys do there at BamaOnline.com?
Just go to BamaOnline.com or Alabama.247sports.com. Either way will get you to us.
Awesome.
Appreciate
Thank
you, Travis.
You so much,
As
Travis.
Always, thanks.
So thanks, that is, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.